9.3. But is it art?
Artist number 5, Jackson Pollock.
Jackson Pollock was an American painter, born in 1912. He was the most famous of the American abstract expressionist painters. Pollock had a very original style of painting. He did not use an easel, but spread his canvases on the floor. Sometimes he worked outside, so he could feel closer to nature. It was essential, he said, to walk around it, work from all four sides, and be in the painting. He often used materials from the surrounding environment actually in his paintings. He mixed sand and broken glass into some paintings. He sometimes added cigarettes, nails, buttons, coins, whatever was nearby that seemed appropriate. Jackson Pollock didn't paint in the normal way. Rather, he let the paint dribble from the brush and fall onto the canvas. He would often use a stick and flick, splash, dab, and drip the paint onto the canvas. In fact, Pollock's paintings are often called drip paintings, although dripping was only one part of the process. Sometimes, Pollock simply put a hole in the bottom of the paint can and let the paint flow onto the canvas from there. He scratched and smeared them with his hands and named them with numbers. He used cans of ordinary house paint rather than oil paint. Pollock had an intense and energetic style. His shocking new technique demonstrated physical movement in his work, known as action painting. Each painting was more like a performance. He would almost dance around the painting, flicking and splashing paint. He had no predetermined format in mind when he began painting. He just let the paint lead the way, apparently at random. This spontaneous approach has led some people to think, "My 5-year-old child could do that." Some critics agreed, saying his work lacks technique and is simply chaotic rather than artistic. However, others said he had a unique style that simply cannot be copied. Pollock himself insisted, "There is no accident. The painting has a life of its own. I try to let it come through." Here we can see one of his most famous drip paintings, number 1, also called Lavender Mist, painted in 1950. 3 meters long, the canvas is alive with lines and shapes that never let the eye rest. We are kept constantly searching. It has a fresh, active feel. Although now this style of abstract expressionism is out of fashion, Pollock had a great effect on the history of modern art.